Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
What's going on, listeners? This is another episode of Let's Get Canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Trucker.
Yo, we're good, Pete.
Today, we're going to talk about why do fat bitches order diet drinks with supersizing.
Yo, but that shit is real, fam. It's real. I never understood that.
Nah, but today we actually going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Sucker day.
Why is it a sucker day? Most people might think because you buying a gift for the same pussy you've been fucking for years. But what's your take on it before I give my opinion about it?
Like, you know, I used to do it. I can't front because I was indoctrinated to honor that as a holiday. And being that I went to to Catholic school, it was almost added to the curriculum as far as AKA St. Valentine goes. But, you know, you get a little bit older. Hopefully you get a little bit wiser. And you start to realize that, real talk, majority of these holidays that they have is really a financial thing. But then when you dig a little bit deeper, you realize that most of these holidays are pagan holidays disguised as Catholic celebrations.
Well, that's the thing. Can you really call Valentine's Day a holiday? Like, there's no days off. It's just a regular day. You just like a day for your lover or your spouse or your mistress.
It ain't no days off, but you definitely gonna be working days up into it to make sure you get that bullshit gift.
Yeah, but I think it just leads to a false representation of love, because whatever you do with that day, you're supposed to be doing on a regular.
Facts, big facts. Because I just look at it like, if you in like any kind of committed relationship and for your female counterpart to put the pressure on you to say that if you don't do something special for me on this day, it's going to be a problem. So it's like, you a man, you got her birthday. If she got kids, you got Mother's Day. You got Valentine's Day. You got Christmas. I mean, it's like, if you're doing everything you got to every day, why do I got to put extra bread out on this one particular day to get the same cooch that I'm getting every day, period?
No, you don't have to. I think Valentine's Day is mainly designated to young people, because if you save your older gentleman who's been with a girl for 20 years, 11 years, it's like, you know, it becomes just a nice little gesture. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, you get a grilled cheese sandwich in the shape of a heart for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, something cute like that. But, you know, cats in their teens, preteens, high school, college, whatever, that's what it's really for the young people.
Yeah, that's where the indoctrination comes in. But you know that Valentine's Day is basically a pagan holiday, right?
It's a different type of pagan holiday, because, like...
What you mean different? Pagan holiday is a pagan holiday.
So this, it still deals with church. St. Valentine.
Well, all right, remember the Roman Catholic Church took a lot of pagan holidays and incorporated them into the Catholic religion, which is basically almost worldwide in regards to holiday celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, all right, let me just read this right quick. origins of Valentine's Day, a pagan festival in February. While some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death, there's three Valentines, same Valentine's they're talking about, but we'll talk about that later.
You know that.
The anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around 270 AD. Others claim that the Christian church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia, Lupercala, celebrated at the Ides of February on February 15th. Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as to the Roman founders of Romulus and Remus. So it's another holiday that basically people celebrate fucking.
Wait, so you're saying there's other holidays for fucking too, or just mainly Valentine's Day?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it on Easter, but that's another one. Esther. Celebrating fucking again. I mean, you got to realize a lot of this stuff comes out of Greek-Roman traditions, and they like the fuck. They were nasty.
So nastier than me?
I don't know, man. I want to know. Like I said, I already said, you kiss anybody, I know we got problems. We're going to get a hairy rash.
Anyway, most growing up, experiencing all these holidays, all these years, I've never seen anything related to Christian except for when it comes to people. Besides Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, just certain holidays like that. I've seen people mainly go towards church. The other holidays, it's just gifts, family, spouse, whatever.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day, the only gift you get is drunk.
Yeah.
You know, All Saints Day, that's November 1st. That comes after All Hallows Eve or Halloween. You don't really drink up on that day. But again, a lot of this stuff is based on pagan holidays. And it's, you know, if you're, for me, the issue comes up when somebody's talking about, I read the scriptures, you know, I know the word. Okay, well, if you know the word and you're what some people call nowadays woke, some of these holidays that they have come up, you not celebrate.
Mm.
Because it's not decreed to be something that you celebrate.
No.
But I call it sucker day because, again, you got dudes going out and they breaking the bank just to make their woman feel special on this one day. But my thing is, if you got to go out on all on this one day, what you been doing all the days leading up to it and afterwards?
Well, I have an interesting question. When it comes to these pagan holidays, do other religions recognize them too, like Jewish, Muslim?
No.
They don't.
But see, here's the thing about American culture that's interesting. You might have a religion or a set way of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because there are certain holidays in this country that are popularized, you have more of a possibility of people falling in line with it.
True. Because I still see even people from other cultures still dabbling in American culture.
Well, I mean, you move to this country, you're gonna get involved with American, what you think American culture is. You might be from Africa. You might be from the Middle East. You might be from the European Union. You might be from China, Japan, Australia, the Pacific Coast. I mean, the Pacific Rim countries. You're going to come to America, and in being an American, you're going to celebrate what you feel Americans celebrate.
Well, you don't have to be in America to celebrate Westernized culture because, hell, even look at Japan. Japan, they deep in hip-hop culture.
Yeah, but everybody loves black people. But you know how Paul Mooney said it: everybody want to be a nigga, but everybody don't want to be a nigga.
Thanks. Rest in peace to Paul Mooney.
Real facts. I mean, you know, our culture in general moves everything. But our culture has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. You know, I mean, let me think right now. I don't really think nobody's got a Valentine's Day rap song. We got Christmas. We got 4th of July-ish. Some mention the New Year. But Valentine's Day is just, like, to me, it's just futile. You're going to take this one day to commemorate the love that you got with your woman or your man or whatever same-sex issues going on out there in the world. And I think it's pointless because I think for some relationships, it's the saving grace. Y'all really not really feeling each other. But on this one day, I'm going to try to make that effort to show you that I really still care. But those other 364 days, fuck you.
Well, it's the same thing with Christmas and New Year's. I've seen tons of people propose to their girlfriends on Christmas, New Year's. More than one occasion. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing. But
it's a thing because they think that day is special. I don't know why, but, you know, even New Year's. You get into the history deep enough, you realize New Year's ain't January 1st.
What is it?
March 1st.
Really? Wow. They're real way off. Well,
you gotta figure the way the year is supposed to be structured is the first of the year is when life starts. The end of the year is when life is over for the earth. So in March, that's when spring starts. Everything comes back to life. At the end of the year, which would be February, everything is dead. Winter came, grass stopped growing, fruit stopped growing. But, you know, we have this Western ideology of things that, like honestly, the way the educational system is set up, they teach you how to be a good worker, not to be a good thinker.
That's true.
So in being a good worker, I'm going to go work those extra hours so I can buy my girl that extra gift. I'm going to buy flowers once a year. Once a year. But if you're enlightened enough, you're going to buy your girl, your woman, your wife flowers whenever you can. Because you care for her like that. You don't need a special day to show somebody you love them.
No, you don't.
I mean, what's it really take for a man to stop off? I mean, shit, you can get roses at any gas station right about now. What's stopping you from doing that?
Yeah, nothing.
Now, where I'm at right now, ain't too many real florists that I've seen. But I know I can run up in Walmart and grab some flowers. I grab a bunch of flowers for about $30. Bigger than any bouquet they selling on Valentine's Day.
Well, I honestly feel I wish people would put more emphasis on Father's Day like they do Valentine's Day. Maybe I would give a fuck about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when Father's Day come up. But see, honestly, real talk for a lot of men that are in relationships, unfortunately, Valentine's Day is that one day that you hoping you're going to get some head.
It's a mess.
Yeah. Because for the rest of the year, that shit is far and few between.
For some, I guess.
You've been in relationships. You know how it goes.
I've been in two long-term relationships. And getting sex was never an issue for me.
I ain't talking about sex. I'm talking about head, bro.
It's still part of sex.
Yeah, it is. But I'm talking about you getting head from start to finish. And she get up and be like, you good? Yeah, what you want? You want to eat something, baby? Yeah, I could.
I've never had that before.
Now you see what I'm talking about.
I mean, for me, I don't know. Girls, they take too long for me. Well, I don't know what they're doing.
Like I said, for Valentine's Day, most dudes are gonna go out, buy all that extra shit, the gift, the flowers, the chocolate, hoping I get some head. Not even the start to finish head. Just to feel some lips on my dingle dong. Period. And you know what people don't realize as well is Valentine's Day is one of those days where there are more episodes of people reporting depression.
You know, that's because they believe in the whole concept of Valentine's Day. And I know I used to be one of those people back in the day. If I didn't have nobody, I feel alone or like a loser, some type of shit. But, you know, but you get to, not all people get to pass that.
If you're lucky enough.
To me, I mean, I'm at a point in my life I don't even recognize it, regardless if I'm single or not.
I definitely don't recognize it because I don't get no extra pay on that day.
Pretty much.
But I get paid on Juneteenth now. Damn.
Yep. I get paid because I'm a black man.
Yeah, you are pretty black, though, but that's a different podcast.
Oh, man. Steve name's not
agree.
I'm the brown.
So, what's the most you ever did on Valentine's Day?
Oh, I never went hard on Valentine's Day. I was reading what they're doing on the took a girl out to eat. You know. We're going into battle. First time I bought a girl flowers. I thought the whole idea was stupid because like they gonna die by the end of the week.
True.
You know, so definitely it was always a card, it was always dinner, taking something out, maybe.
But what'd you get in return for doing all that?
The same show.
Did you get a gift?
Actually, yeah, I did. Actually, yeah.
Did you get flowers?
No. What I did get, I got a card, and I believe they bought me some. They bought me either a wallet or a lighter, something like that. One day more.
Did you spend more than they did?
Most likely not.
Damn, you got some pretty expensive wallets then. I don't know why, because you broke, but that's a whole different podcast.
Anyway. No, I've always spent more. You know, and traditionally, that's usually the normal route for the guy.
And what was your expected outcome for buying all of that?
The most sex I've been getting.
Okay, so what if you just held hands that night? Would you be upset?
I'll say not upset. I'd be like, yo, I mean, like, you know, we had a nice night. You know, can I get something in return too? It's not just about you. You know, can you speak into the mic a little bit? You know what I mean? I
want some rock service. The mic.
Yeah, I want some service.
Okay. So what about the other days of the year?
Regular day. You know, here's what people tend to forget. Especially, and I made this mistake too. When you're in a long-term relationship, a LTR, you still got to date your girlfriend.
And hold on. Say that again.
You still have to date your girlfriend.
Huh?
Well, I mean, it's people. Some people get too comfortable. They get complacent. They get relaxed. So the things they used to do when they got for them to become their girlfriend, they stopped.
But if you got a girlfriend, all you're doing is dating.
What I mean is to continue keep the relationship interesting, continue doing things together, continue having fun moments. Some people just get complacent and things become routine.
All right, so let me ask you this. How many Valentines should you have with a woman before you marry her?
Well, see, that's a trick question because now you're putting an emphasis on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day shouldn't count when it comes to choosing.
I'm just throwing that out there. How many Valentine's Day should you have with your woman before you marry her?
I'm gonna say maybe three to five.
Why wait that long?
Well, when it comes to marriage, that people don't like to rush into it because they feel like it's a commitment. Most people do it because it's a nice gesture, but they don't really want to commit. There's too much candy in the candy store. So I just thought people.
But it wasn't always like that.
No, the different.
Especially for the black, especially for the indigenous black Afro-American community.
Yeah, well, see, back in your day, it was a hookup culture.
Motherfucker, I'm not that old.
I'm not saying you're that old.
Back in my day.
Okay, back in your parents' day, it wasn't a hookup culture. You know, we had more marriages during the time we was still considered slaves and not citizens.
How long ago you think that shit was?
Not too long ago. I mean, we're in year 2022. I'll say maybe, 80 years ago?
God damn, really?
Yeah, we ain't that far. Racism is still, 1929.
Racism is one thing. I'm talking about slavery, B.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the actual legal to get married and stuff.
We always got married. We didn't need a certificate for that. We always got married.
And so we're talking before the court of law.
Oh, no, before they said we could do it legally. We always got married.
Mm. I don't know. Okay, do you believe in polygamy?
Yeah.
So you believe in having more than one wife?
Yeah.
Would your wife go for that?
Well, I said I believe in it. I didn't say I practice it.
Okay. I can't say I believe in it. I never tried it. I'm willing to try anything.
Yes, you have.
What you mean?
So you saying that when you have a woman, you just stay with that one woman?
No, but polygamy
means... Yes and no. Yeah, no. You have one woman, you've always stayed with just one woman at a time.
Nope, never did.
So then you believe in polygamy?
I believe in being a man.
Don't try to cover it up with that bullshit. I'm trying to cover it with that shit at all. Fuck out of here. It's kind of like you believe in polygamy. What you don't believe in is telling women you with that I believe in polygamy.
I mean, I don't really think about it like that because I believe polygamy is when the girls actually know of each other and we all live in one household.
Nope. Polygamy is polygamy, yo.
Well, I mean, hey, don't women say I'm single until you put a ring on it?
That's fact.
All right. Oh, single.
So basically, anybody that's single is doing polygamy.
Nowadays, yeah.
I can believe that.
Or we just
hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, either that or we just nasty.
Well, your generation is hella nasty.
I know I'm not.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
So what, only styrofoam cups for me?
You better bring your own red cups. Fuck that. You ain't drinking out of nothing in my house.
God, too late for that, bro.
Yeah, that's why I threw that shit out.
Did you read No Way to Cup?
Yep, shit started growing hair on it. I was like, what the fuck is this? I gotta get rid of this.
You're a funny dude, man. But yeah, pretty much Valentine's Day, it's just a cash grab for businesses. There's no genuine significance to that day. It's all
a facade. Yeah, but see, you know, you get a lot of people that try to link up with people just for that day, just to get a gift.
Most, well, again, mostly women do. It's called cherry picking.
I ain't never heard of that.
What do you mean?
I never heard of cherry picking. Not in those terms.
No, cherry picking, man. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, it's almost a misnomer. Okay. It's like, oh, women say, you know, they want to be, you know, as equal as men, but they don't want to do the same work.
Well, that can never actually happen. Can't be my equal.
Exactly. So, it's kind of like saying, oh, I'm a nice guy. But being a nice guy is a misnomer. being a nice guy ain't a nice guy. He's dishonest. He's passive aggressive. He's all that. No, it's all that good stuff. But it's just a misleading holiday. It's supposed very to much represent so. This, but it don't represent nothing that it talks about.
Nope, because you're supposed to be in love all year round, not just one day. You're supposed to get your man some Guac Guac 3000 at least 3 times a week, just because. Not because you got a special day and he gave you a gift.
Yeah, well.
Supposed to make her toes curl getting in that box at least 3 days a week, just because.
Listen, I'm sorry. I forget your
job. See, there you go again. You wonder why you ain't drinking out of my cups. You're looking at my cups late like, what the fuck, pubic hairs? How'd I get there?
You a funny dude, bro, I swear. But, yeah, you know, it's a false holiday.
But I know you're doing it wrong because you ain't got no hair in your face.
Are you insane?
He will not wait.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing to say. Nothing.
You know what? Let's hear this.
No hair in your face.
I got a baby face, man. Baby face.
Yeah, whatever. That's because your generation be wanting to cooch all shave. I need some hair on my shit.
Not being hairy ones before, not too hairy.
I don't know. Coming out your mouth, that shit sounds disgusting. I don't know why, but it just do. Like, you probably give out hairy chocolates for Valentine's Day.
You're a fine dude, man.
So, like, honestly, give it a number because you spoke on what you got, but how much did you actually ever spend on a Valentine's Day?
I mean, it was never crazy. Maybe up to $80 to $100, sometimes more, depending on where we went.
That's why you're still single, bro.
What you mean? That's not true. Because you can spend. It's not about the amount of money you spend. It's about if the chick's even worth it. Because you could go all out, and it can still end well, not end well.
If you say so.
So what, you telling me it's based on how much you spend? That's the kicker right there?
For traditional Valentine's Day buffs, yeah, that's what it comes down to. How much did you spend?
Well, I was never cheap. It was always reasonable.
No, what was the reason you was cheap?
No, I was never cheap. It's not like I took it to Outbeat or something.
You lying.
No, I never took a girl to Outbeat Valentine's Day.
All right, so name me a restaurant in New York that's not a franchise.
No, they're all franchises.
So you're taking them to franchises. So you was hitting them up in Red Lobster.
Yep. Yeah, Red Lobster. That was my main go-to, bro. And tell you the truth, a lot of these girls ain't even been to Red Lobster. I was like, are you fucking serious? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of these girls is used to White Castle, McDonald's, Applebee's, you know. Friday.
Nah, no, they're not. They used to chicken wings and fried rice.
Yeah, cause they
fry my shit hard.
Yeah, so you know, it's like most girls. You ask a girl today.
Most women?
You ask a woman today. When's the last time she's been on a date? You'd be surprised. A lot of them girls haven't been on a date in a minute, but she could tell you when's the last time she got some dick.
Yeah, that's the sad part, because there's always somebody out there willing to do that.
Because well, when I deal with a chick, they're surprised when I take them out. Real talk. Even the last girl I was dealing with, she was surprised. You know, she thought I was just going to dick it down, and that shit was like, nah, I don't mind taking you out. I like taking girls out. I like going on dates. You know, I'm a very social person, but I'm just very selective who I'm social with.
With? How you spell that?
W-I-T-H.
But you pronounce it whiff, W-I-F-F.
Ain't that the same thing? The F and the T-H sound the same.
No, it don't. Fuck out of here. Whiff, whiff.
Anyway.
It's that Brooklyn shit, yo. Motherfuckers out in Brooklyn don't know how to pronounce shit.
No, we got that. We got our own little lingo and accent out here. Mm-hmm. Real talk.
Yeah, that's where that some of my EBT shit came from, Brooklyn.
Exactly. Anyway, before you continue bashing my borough, it's actually sad too, because like most girls know about DTF, which stands for down to fuck, but they not used to just going out. Like they go out with their girlfriends, then have a dude take them out. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
It's because they can't get a dude to stick around.
But I put it like this. If I see a girl I want to smash, I'm trying to talk to her. I'm trying to take her out. I'm, at least for drinks. I'm not asking you, yo, let me come through. You don't even know me. So I was like, yo. And I'm not granted. You do it on social media or Tinder, whatever. Hookup apps. Yeah, they coming through late at night. Get their rocks
on. I don't even know no hookup apps.
Huh?
I don't even know any hookup apps.
Damn, any dating app is a hookup app.
Oh, okay.
There's girls on TikTok that I smash. There's girls on Instagram I smash. There's girls on Facebook I smash. There hasn't been any girl on any platform I haven't smashed.
You scared the fuck out of me with that, yo.
Why?
You scared me, yo. You going to platforms to smash.
Look, bro, I probably this. As many issues I've had talking about chicks, talking about getting ass was never an issue with me and you. I've never had talked about with any of my homies. Getting ass ain't an issue for me.
Even on Valentine's Day, did you have a Valentine's this year?
Nah, I came from vacation the day on Valentine's Day. So...
But I mean, I didn't do nothing because, you know, I don't celebrate it. It's just not something I do.
Matter of fact, I did buy perfume for one of the girls out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got them? You got them oils from homie on the corner. Hooked up with that Egyptian musk, right? Some of that patchouli.
Look, man, she don't know that. Okay. You know,
wrapped it up in a small plastic bag, like, here you go, boy. I got you.
You know, when you get a little cool outside, man, you hit him with a little koozie sweater and shit, man.
Yeah, don't do that. You sound like you got too many oranges in your mouth.
Really? But yeah, man, like. I'm not sure if you know this. I tend to get open when I see a girl that I want to be in a relationship with. That's why I said.
Oh, like, really?
Well, you obviously know that, but just like it's not because of the ass or anything.
It's because of Valentine's Day.
Funny. Nah, because getting ass is one thing, but trying to find a girl that you want to establish a connection with and wants them to grow. Like, yo, I yearn for that. But brother's starting to give up on that. And just say, you know.
Well, I think men across the board are starting to give up on that. That's another podcast.
Yeah. It's like, yo, like, you got most guys out here, just like Kevin Samuels always said, a lot of guys out here don't get laid. And to me, I'm baffled by that. Because these girls do not hide. They want to get dicked down. They don't hide it. Yeah, they don't leave nothing to the imagination.
I think that's because most men are trying to look for a relationship instead of just relations in this current time.
I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong with relations. Real talk. I'm trying, like, when it comes to these girls out here, I'm trying to stay the maintenance man. Bro.
What, you fixing plumbing and shit?
Nah, they got a leak. Get them all fixed up, you know what I mean?
Leakage, you fucking with women that wear the pants?
Jesus, no. Why are you trying to play me, man?
I'm saying you got chicks that got bladder problems. That's what you're talking about?
No. Same one, ain't no girl got that itch, I scratch it.
So you fucking with bitches that got rashes?
This mother, you know I'm using 90s terms, right?
I don't know, because I ain't never said nothing about no chick with a rash in the 90s.
First of all, I don't like you, okay? First of all, you don't want that.
Fucking with these chicks that got rashes for real?
Nobody got fucking rashes.
You got these scabies chicks, yo.
Jesus, man. Look, I'm just saying, no matter how old they are, man.
So I'm saying your favorite go-to lubricant is anti-itch cream. That's what you fucking with, right?
No. Not at all. I'm just saying, man, these girls I want to be out here acting like dudes and shit. Oh, no. Talk to you any which way. These girls don't even have no game. They don't even know how to talk to a dude.
That's pretty much accurate.
Sure, it's like, you know what the game is? Show up, and I do all the fucking work.
Like what? What'd you call work?
Approach them. Talk to them. Taking the chance of being rejected and that.
And rejects is part of it.
Yeah, so it's like, if she don't reject you, that means she been found you attractive, and she been wants you to talk to her. Because she's only going to give a dude she want to screw the time of day.
All right, so let's say you still rocking with Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. What would make your Valentine's Day bad?
That's hard. I mean, because I really don't care about that day.
Nah, I ain't talking about now. Reminisce on what you've done on Valentine's Day, and what would have made it a bad one for you.
I'm guessing the only thing I can think of is if the girl don't show some sort of appreciation, you know, that I'm showing love for her on that day.
But you don't love her.
Doesn't mean I can't.
But it's Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the crib, she looking all sexy, got on the nightie, and you go hit the bathroom right quick, and you go in the bathroom, and she got an open tube of Vagisil. You still hitting?
No.
Why not?
The hell do you know what Vagisil is for? No.
Yeah, it's for that bread.
Yeah, so she baking bread.
So what? You ain't gonna hit it up?
I have never stick my thing in a chick that had a yeast infection, bro. No.
I'm saying you can make that dough.
I can get a job for that. Get a job for that. So no.
All right.
Now, any guy who's listening who actually smashed a girl that had yeast infection, let a brother know how that shit feel.
So what you think a brother should do on Valentine's Day when he done went out and spent like $200-$300 and she on her period? How's that supposed to go for him?
Her mouth still works, right? That's just luck and
you hope.
I mean, you know, girls like to talk, man. You got to put something in your mind. Well, that sounds so misogynistic.
Yeah, I'm not with that. Even though I'm winking at you and nudging you, yeah, I'm with that, though. I'm just saying.
But it's another holiday that's for women. Let's just face it.
Pretty much.
No one gives a fuck about men.
Yeah. So you need one.
Yeah, tell you need one, and they always need one
for something.
Yeah, especially all chicks. Any chick who yells out, "I don't need no man," is the main one who wants one.
Facts.
Real talk. I don't need no man. Oh yeah. Well, all right, dude, come along. I give you that attention. You smiling and all that. Why happen? You don't need no man. She ain't nothing to say. She just gonna tell you to shut up.
All right, so you went out and spent all this stuff on her. Sure, all right. If you spending money on gifts, should she be cooking for you for Valentine's Day?
Oh yeah, I would definitely appreciate that.
All right. Now, when you say you appreciate that, what would you expect for her to cook?
I guess either one of my favorite foods. Maybe she got some lingerie for me.
Oh, we ain't talking about what she got on, because I really don't give a fuck about the lingerie.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, some type of form of appreciation. So she could cook. She could dress sexy. All
right, so she throw that Lean Cuisine up in there for you. You good with that?
Yeah, especially if I can eat it off, you know what I mean?
Oh, you nasty, B. You gonna eat some mac and cheese off of her?
Nah. But pastries I have. Yeah.
And you probably count Pop Tarts as pastries, don't you?
Nah, brother. What the hell is that? That's mad tacky.
You're going to get the egg clip.
No, I'm talking like, you know.
You putting a Krispy Kreme on a bitch's titties.
This motherfucker said Krispy Kreme.
That shit, because it's still hot and shit, get excited.
No. I'm talking like.
Like a sugary coating or something?
No. I'm talking about whipped cream. Maybe finger popper with some strawberries. You know what I mean?
You like mad graphic, yo. And you my got bad. I'm
not giving brothers out here some ideas to do their chicks, man.
But you ain't married. What fuck idea you got?
I don't gotta be married, son. I know how to please a woman. This is my resume. I'm out here giving girls the business. Fucking them to sleep. That's why I worked out. Gotta stay strong.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about your workouts.
Hey, I work out every day, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Ain't not one chick got smashed at Dan. Well, I was about to say my real name. You know, they would say, Dan, you strong. They fill in the strokes.
Probably talking about your breath. Shit's strong.
Really? So you
drinking that brown Listerine.
Oh, the brown Listerine, huh? So aren't you the one that be gargling with Hennessy, bro?
see what I mean?
Hey, you got jokes for days, man. I'm just saying, breath, man.
Breath be smelling like the mayor from Do the Right Thing.
You know, that should be a topic, too. Talking about giving girls friend dick and giving your wife, you know, was it what you call a relationship, whatever dick?
Well, all right, so it's Valentine's Day, right? You got a girlfriend. Or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving her husband dick?
Yeah. I think it's
because I'm saying as a man, we always talk about what she's saving for us, right? Mm-hmm. What are we saving for them?
Yeah, what are we saving for them? Because even I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think when you get married, you should let your wife put a finger in your ass.
That's not how
you, not me. I'm just saying for you.
No.
Nah, you wouldn't let her do that?
No.
Why not?
It's not even an option.
But it's Valentine's Day.
I don't care if it's Christmas. No. No.
You don't care if it's Christmas Addicts Day? What the fuck?
No, bro. Nah. See, girls like anal, all that shit, bro. That's for them. They were born for that.
How you know they like that?
Because they do it.
Oh, you've been doing that?
I fucked a girl in the ass one time.
Oh, so you got stinky legs.
Oh, Jesus. But, yeah. I mean, shit, don't get me wrong. It's tighter than the vajayjay, for real.
Mm. I don't even know how to respond to that.
It is.
I'm going to just go on your word.
But
you know, some people say the asshole is the devil's womb.
I never heard that one. Yeah, I've heard of like, you know, I've heard marijuana is like is the devil's lettuce, but I never heard the asshole being the devil's womb.
Marijuana is the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what I heard my whole life. Your discipline. Meta composition. I thought it was going to be a vegetarian. Yeah. What?
What's vegan about vagina?
We talking about the devil's lettuce here. I see nothing about vagina.
Oh, so you eating groceries too? Oh, shit.
Talk about lettuce. Lettuce, not groceries. I don't eat the butt either, bro.
I'm pretty sure you got some lettuce coming out that shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you ain't. Don't kiss nobody I know, bro. We fighting. Real talk, we fighting. Don't leave a hairy rash on their face.
First of all, okay, I did not do that. I don't eat groceries. Okay, real talk. No groceries.
But it's right there. It's close. You know, you slipped before.
You really, there's a distance, right? It's like there's lips and there's an entry.
So you're not going to do that on Valentine's Day?
Why would I?
Why not?
If that's just not my preference, I don't do that, period.
All right, so if Doja Cat told you you got to eat these groceries, what you doing?
I fucking hate you, so why do you use these?
I'm just saying. What you doing on Valentine's Day?
Yo, I ain't meant shit, bro. You ain't playing fair, bro. You ain't playing fair. So there are people who listening right now laughing the ass off right now.
Deep up in that shit, ain't you?
Stop bringing up Doja Cat, bro. Now, you know one chick who I would possibly...
See, here we go. See, I knew you were going to come out with... Who's the chick ass you would eat on Valentine's Day?
Possibly.
Ain't no possibly. You know you're going to do that shit.
Renny Rucci. Yeah, that's a bad bitch, yo. And she look like she tastes like pumpkin spice, bro. Yeah.
Not that ass.
Pumpkin spice, for real. She's like a walking vanilla latte, man.
What the fuck you know about pumpkin spice? Like, why are you talking this white culture shit? Why she don't take? Why can't be like sweet potatoes and shit?
I mean, sweet potatoes good too.
But you talking pumpkin spice? You don't even eat that shit.
Oh, yo, he just gave me an idea. All right,
nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to know what your perverted shit right now is. For Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day, shit. Any moment's a good moment, I mean. So, you know, your parents always told you to clean your plate for a reason.
That was shit that had nutrients, yo.
Yeah, it got nutrients. Shit for babies, right? Yeah, we got nutrients in it.
You need like an intervention or some shit, yo.
Yo, there's no intervention, bro.
So you eat Doja Cat's ass, but you won't eat a regular chick's ass.
First of all, I don't know, bro. What are you talking about eating ass for, bro? Change the subject.
I'm just making a point. Just making a point. I'm making a point for men in general. You know, the regular, regular looking chick, you probably ain't gonna do that. But you get you something that you think is a dime piece, or you going to do shit you said you ain't never going to do before.
Man, don't mean I have to admit it.
All right, so Doja Cat tell you on Valentine's Day, you got to eat some groceries, and I'm putting my finger in your ass. What you doing?
All right, bro. Okay, there's no finger in the ass for anybody, bro.
Nobody? Bro,
nobody. No, nobody. No, no.
Not even Niecy Nash?
I don't even know who that is.
Reno 911, the black chick.
Nobody's
coming. Janet Jackson.
Have you seen her? Ew, no.
Mary J. Blige.
No, she's a bad bitch. But no, look, nobody's touching my ass. Now, Mary J. She's the only woman I know who aged like fine wine. That's a. She like walking by Chardonnay.
I don't know about that.
Same, man. Some women just look edible like a mullet, yo.
You're going to eat that ass, too.
Again.
You probably eat Oprah's ass.
Bro, ain't nobody on this planet find Oprah attractive but a blind man.
You're going to eat Oprah's ass.
Nah, bro.
Probably face deep in whoopies.
Nah. The only time I'm face deep is in some pussy, bro. Face mask, bro. It's like I'm French kissing. No, yo, nah, I be French kissing a pussy.
Face be face deep in Oprah's ass talking about Stedman ain't shit.
Nah, bro. Anyway, can we get off the whole like groceries eating, bro? Okay, like
I'm just saying, you just confirmed you do it though. It depends on the woman.
There's always exceptions to the rule. Always exceptions. Yeah. But anybody who don't know, Google Renny Rucci. That's a pumpkin spice bitch, bro.
What's with you in this pumpkin spice?
to say, son.
Like, you, that's like so non. Like, you, I'm about to pull your black card back, yo.
How you say that, bro?
Some pumpkin spice shit.
Son, yeah. Don't knock
fucking raisins in the mac and in the potato salad eating motherfucker.
Who the hell puts raisins in macaroni salad? Why? Ew.
When's the last time you had string bean casserole?
I never did.
You never had nothing with the meat sauce?
I've had regular casserole.
But not with the meat sauce?
No, not with string beans.
So you never had the pork chops with the meat sauce? The meat sauce.
Come on, ragu.
Like I said, ragu.
What the meat sauce are you talking about?
The meat sauce.
I've only used ragu.
Usually meat sauce is gravy, yo. Where the fuck you get the ragu from?
You know, casserole.
What casserole you putting ragu in?
Well, I think I'm probably mixing up with lasagna.
But that's not a meat sauce.
I thought it was. I thought it was. Ah, man.
You go ahead with your pumpkin spice latte, B.
Well, see, funny thing about that, I don't even drink coffee.
You like pumpkin pie?
Yeah, of course.
What about sweet potato pie?
Yeah. The funny thing is, I tell people it tastes the same, but they say it don't.
Don't say that shit. Don't you bet. You better not say that shit in a room full of black women. Get your ass fucked up quick, fast.
Well, you know, I know how to make it up to them.
It's going to be Oprah in the room.
Jesus.
You're going to be Whoopi in the room. You just had it up, right?
You just had to kill it, huh?
You're going to make it up to them, right?
Oprah Winfrey and Oprah? You choose the most ugliest, most successful bitches in history?
Wait, hold on. Say that again. Oprah Winfrey and Oprah. Now you got her twin up in there.
Oh, God. Son, I respect the women, but they're not attractive.
Oprah's not attractive?
Not to me.
Not even on Valentine's Day?
Not even on Valentine's Day.
What about Whoopi?
No, not even at night.
So you went ahead.
No.
What?
There's not enough liquor in the world. You can do that.
What?
Yes. Maybe you know something I don't know, but face-wise...
Yeah, they fucking rich.
I don't know, bro. Maybe I had Papa Cialis or something.
So if Oprah steps you right now, like, yo, you can get this. You just gotta eat the groceries. You're gonna be like, no?
Most likely.
But she got more money than Renee Rucci.
You mean Renee Rucci?
Yeah, Renee Cucci, whatever the fuck her name is.
Look, man. Money and everything, bro. Real talk. I mean, damn, but like, sex is supposed to be enjoyable, okay? I can't enjoy it smashing a chick I don't find attractive.
All right, so you would smash out the city girls on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, they just fucking ratchet. I don't do a ratchet girls. Ah, I don't do a ratchet girls either.
Big Lotto?
What is that?
See, you do like big women. I ain't talking about Lizzo. I'm talking about Big Lotto.
Who's Big Lotto?
You know that song, Big Dick Energy?
I never saw the video sung that song.
But you ain't got a radio?
No, I heard of it, but I didn't know what she looked like.
That's because you're in Brooklyn. Y'all don't get radio out in Brooklyn.
Actually, yeah.
That's the problem. Y'all don't get radio out in Brooklyn.
We get a lot of radio, thank you.
Nah, y'all get that bootleg shit.
We get a lot of radio out here.
Nah, you don't get no radio in Brooklyn because you would have known.
Well,
probably get AM radio in Brooklyn.
You funny. But them down south girls, they taste like sweet tea. Mm-hmm.
You probably just want some fans in the south for that.
I understand, yo. You know, like, I have me a down south chick, man. Yo, they always eating good down there. Mm-hmm. Tastes like soul food.
Yeah, pumpkin pie, right? Because that's soul food.
No, that's dessert, bro.
So pumpkin pie is soul food dessert.
I guess it's always served on Thanksgiving.
What fucking? Where you going to in a black household? They got pumpkin pie.
Well, my household, for one, we always bought both.
See, that's that Brooklyn shit. What's Brooklyn shit right there? I ain't never been to a black household Thanksgiving and they pull out pumpkin pie.
You bugging. I've been to plenty of people's houses who got pumpkin pie.
In Brooklyn.
Yes, in Brooklyn.
With the fucking string bean casserole, too.
You and the string bean casserole, bro. Relax.
Mm-hmm. Potato salad with the raisins in it. That's some Brooklyn shit.
Nah, not really. I think that's just the American way, you know what I mean? Nah, but real talk though, certain chicks, you know, they just look edible. You know what I mean? So down south chicks, bro, they taste like soul food. And sweet tea.
So you want your chick to taste like fat back?
Nah.
Bed, you said soul food.
Man, better smell so like
you,
so
you wanted to taste like a crawdad.
Man, why you always gotta pick these out of ordinary food, man?
Crawdaddies is southern, B. What you talking about?
I don't even know what crawdaddies is.
Crawfish.
Okay, that's definitely down south. No, but no, I'm talking about food that you can bake.
You can bake everything.
Doesn't mean it's meant to be baked.
Like what?
Nah, I can't think of nothing right at the top of my head, bro.
Nah, because you lying. Pumpkin pie got you fucked up.
Hey. All right. Yeah, all right, cool. You know what? We're going to cut the podcast for now. I think we made our point about Valentine's Day.
All right, so what's the point you making?
Forget the day. Whatever you're going to do with that day, just do it for your partner because you love him.
I agree with that. So I'm going to say, yo, fellas, real talk, if you're handling your business every day, if you splitting the bills at 70-30, I'm going to give you some leeway. I'm going to give you some leeway on that. But for my brothers out there doing a hundo on anything, fuck these holidays like that. Because every day you spend money on that mortgage, that car note, that insurance, that's Valentine's Day.
Don't forget to put some toppings on that box. Know what I mean?
That's what?
Put some toppings on that box.
Some poppers? Like jalapenos?
No, bro. Toppings on that
box. That shit gonna burn her, man. You want some real weird shit, yo. Who the fuck put jalapeno juice on the
what the man. Fuck? What are these jalapenos? I'm talking.
My lips is all swollen and red looking with you and shit.
You know, that's the podcast, bro.
So we're putting hot sauce pie, on man. It.
Some fruit, some whipped cream, some pie, some treats, man.
You putting pie on the shit?
I mean, pie off pussy before.
What? I'm confused.
Yeah, I've been eating pie off a girl before, bro.
Putting them Hostess pies on that shit, ain't you?
Hell, you know, especially when you do like body shots off a girl, like you drinking liquor off her belly button and everything. What?
Man, I ain't never did that shit. I don't know where she been.
She been with me.
I know the last time you did a belly shot, you was spitting that lint out your mouth, wasn't you?
No. I hope people clear out their belly button. You see his face right now. Oh yeah, that's the podcast, man.
It is.
Till next time.
For sure, peeps.
Be safe and brush your teeth.
Yeah, he got black gums. Brush them shits good.
Shut up, y'all.
Shit look like licorice.
Peace.
Peace.